This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. With 6 months to go until Election Day, a new poll out today from NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist finds some major shifts taking place in the electorate. NPR's Domenico Montanaro explains which groups are moving and how it could affect the race between President Biden and former President Donald Trump.
Biden and Trump remain in a virtual tie. No surprise, but there are big changes happening along generational, educational, and racial lines. Biden is winning older voters by double digits. That's a big reversal from 2020. He's also ahead with college-educated white voters, including white men with college degrees. That's another group Trump won in 2020. But Trump has cut into Biden's margins with voters of color, and the two men are tied with voters under 45. Younger voters gave Biden some of his biggest winning margins 4 years ago. The numbers are evidence of a continued reshaping of the electorate that could have big consequences this fall. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
A ban on nearly all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy before some women even know they are pregnant has now gone into effect in Florida. The announcement causing concern on the part of some doctors in the state that women will no longer have access to needed medical care. One fertility specialist says anti-abortion laws there and in some other states are being written by people who don't understand medical science. Florida's ban will affect not just those who want to terminate a pregnancy as a private matter of choice, but also non-viable pregnancies for women who are seeking to have a child. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein will face a new criminal trial in New York. His previous conviction was overturned last week by the state's Court of Appeals. As NPR's Anastasia Sloukas reports, the new trial is slated to begin after Labor Day.
Harvey Weinstein was rolled into court in a wheelchair. Since his conviction was overturned, the ailing 72-year-old has been held at Manhattan's Bellevue Hospital for monitoring and treatment. Weinstein's attorney, Arthur Idala, continues to maintain Weinstein's innocence. Weinstein's conviction in New York for sexual assault was overturned after the appeals court ruled he had not received a fair trial. The initial trial judge had allowed testimony from women whose allegations were not part of the charges. Separately, Weinstein has also been convicted of rape and sexual assault in California and was sentenced there to 16 years in prison. The appeal for that conviction is due later this month. Anastasia Tsioulkas, NPR News, New York.
U.S. companies were posting fewer job openings in March. The Labor Department reporting today job openings fell to their lowest level in more than 3 years. They remain at historically high levels overall. That's despite higher interest rates aimed at reining in growth. Employers posted 8.5 million openings in March, down from 8.8 in February. Fewer workers were quitting their jobs. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 87 points. The Nasdaq fell 52 points. This is NPR. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will call a vote next week to try to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. The Georgia Republican looking to force her colleagues to choose sides after an announcement by the Democratic leadership they would provide the votes needed to save the GOP speaker's job. Speaking outside the Capitol today, Greene criticized Republican leaders and pushed back against public calls from former President Donald Trump and others to avoid another potentially messy political battle ahead of the November election. Johnson has called an effort to oust him wrong for the country. Oklahoma is joining a handful of states aiming to change the status quo of U.S. immigration enforcement. Lionel Ramos with member station KOSU reports Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a measure aimed at enforcing a form of state-level border security.
Stitt's signing of House Bill 4156 comes 1 week after the legislature sent it to his desk. The bill creates the crime impermissible occupation, which criminalizes anyone in the state without legal immigration status. In a press release, Stitt says he is, quote, disappointed the measure is necessary. He blames federal failures to curb illegal immigration through the southern border for increased drug and human smuggling crimes in Oklahoma. He says he wants Latinos in Oklahoma to rest assured they won't be racially profiled by law enforcement, though Latino activists have warned that will be the effect of the law. Oklahoma is now among a handful of states that have taken action on border security. The measure is set to take effect July 1st. For NPR News, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oil fell $2.93 a barrel today to $79 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.